In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, the members of the band Whiskey Child, it's Rich, Mark, and Johnny. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man. How's it going? This is Rich, the vocalist of Whiskey Child.
Hey, Johnny, are you the bass player?
I am the guitar player.
The guitar player?
Occasional bass player, keyboard.
Okay. Mark, what do you do?
I play bass and occasional guitar and keyboard.
Where are you all guys from? Whiskey Child. Where's the band located?
We're throughout the Hudson Valley. I'm up in Dutchess. Mark and Rich are from Westchester County.
Well, how did you all meet then?
We've known each other for over 30 years now. We lost touch for about 20, and just last year I was pumping gas, and I turned around and I saw Mark. And Mark's like, Richie, we've been looking for you. I said, great, well, let's play. And that was back in August of 2019. And about 2 weeks later, Johnny, Mark, and I got back together, reunited, and started writing and recording. And the first song was Here We Go Again.
Gotcha.
This song was performed a while back, but we just rearranged it to something smooth and special.
You rearranged the song, but the song was written many years ago. Is that what you're saying?
It was. This is just a different version of it. We bought a 24-track recording console, and we weren't really sure how to use it. And this was the first thing we did.
So you bought a 24-track recording board and didn't even know how to use it, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Man, that is commitment. That is commitment. That's visionary. Yeah. Are you prolific songwriters? Do you write a lot of music all the time?
Yes. You know, we're a good team at songwriting. We listen to bounce off each other. We all play various instruments. We have a lot of different styles we enjoy playing.
Do you record a lot as well?
Yes, we're working on that right now.
No, son of a gun. So you kind of live in the studio.
Yes, we do. A couple days a week, actually.
Not bad. A lot of people would do it in their bedroom, in their underwear, on their computer. You don't buy into that, do you?
We're a couple steps ahead of that.
Yeah.
Not many, but a couple.
Yeah, we're way ahead of that, dude.
You're in your underwear, but you're not at home in your bedroom, is what you're saying.
We're fully closed.
Yeah.
Whiskey Child, the name of the band, it's got an E at the end. How did the name, what does it mean to you, the name Whiskey Child?
Here's what it is. Right after a show that we all just got up together, we were invited up to do a cover song towards the end of the night at this party. And we were a band. We were trying to figure out a name. And there was adult beverages. And when we all met, we were all still young. So, you know, there's the story. Whiskey Child.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're just kind of leaving something out here.
It's just a family radio station. I don't want to.
Hey, it's okay. Alcohol's legal. It's all right.
It just came out of the air. Yeah, the name sounded good.
It has a traditional rock and roll sound to it. When you say Whiskey Child,
you
kind of know what you're going to be getting before you see the band, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's more along the lines of what we play. We're more of a hard rock, psychedelic band. A lot of our stuff that we've been writing actually has drums to it.
Right.
You know, it branches off into different, there's a bunch of different influences.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, the band Whiskey Child. You had to probably spend a lot of time not seeing each other. Was it a difficult part for you?
We did for about 3 months. We had no contact, just except on the phone. And then when things started easing up a little bit, we're like, you know what? We've lost a lot of time as it is. So we got back together, and we've been ever since going at it.
We're very thankful.
Yeah, as well you should be. I'll tell you, backing up a solo artist is fun, but, you know, that band dynamic, there's nothing quite like it. What is the glue that keeps Whiskey Child together all these years?
I think it's the writing that keeps us together. We're all very proficient in so many different styles, and I feel when we put it all together, we come up with something really good that we enjoy, and hopefully the audience will enjoy too.
Yeah, you seem to enjoy each other's company, too. You're having a good time doing it. What kinds of gigs have you been doing? What kinds of venues?
Years ago, we played gigs all over the place. And then since we've been back together, it's been just mostly writing and recording.
As solo artists, we all did a lot of shows.
Oh, okay.
Separately. And during this pandemic, I actually wrote a song called Isolation Unknown.
We're going to hear the song called Here We Go Again. It's not a really rocking song. It's a good, more or less a balladish song, would you call it that?
Yeah, it's very symphonic, which is something that we had never done before.
Yeah.
Who wrote it, and what's the song about?
We all wrote it together. We all basically sit down and bounce parts off each other, bounce vocal lines off each other, and we're pretty much a writing team. We might have the original idea, but it's not the song it is without everybody else's input into it.
The song's about everyday life, struggles, trials, love, working 7 days a week, just real life thing that people can relate with.
While being a musician.
Where can people find out more about the band Whiskey Child? WHISKEYCHILDE, Whiskey Child.
You can find us at Whiskey Child 3.
It's just Whiskey Child on Facebook, and I believe they're on Instagram as well. Well, mostly the Facebook. We're working on a web page. It's just not up and running yet. We have two songs on YouTube. We have Here We Go Again and another song called Hippie Girl.
Here is the song Here We Go Again from the band Whiskey Child, based out of the Hudson Valley, as they should be in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Rich Warner, Mark Magnani, and Johnny Symes. Say goodbye, guys.
Cool. Thanks, Andy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.